Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Once again, the Bays team is the best team. The Golden State Warriors.
Season long strength in numbers.
Jordan's a professional. I'm a professional. We have a job to do. We both have experienced a lot of winning over the course of our lives, and we know what that takes. And so we're going to do just that, what it takes to win. And I think that's the most important thing. Make sure we're together, you know, make sure we're doing the necessary things that it takes to win a championship. Make sure we got each other's back. But I think of so many different things when I hear the word trust that I'm not always certain that that is the most fitting word for what people are trying to say. I think it always sounds good and everyone kind of has this idea of what that means. But yet, you know, what does that truly mean? I don't quite know.
Do you have a word in this instance that you think?
I think it's making sure our team camaraderie is right, you know? I think that's always important. Like, you can tell when a team, when you're playing against a team and they have bad camaraderie, you can tell right away.
A lot to analyze from that little snippet from Draymond Green having a press conference yesterday talking about the incident between him and Jordan Poole. Before we dive into all of that, I would like to welcome you. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Strength in Numbers, available on Believe, SiriusXM, and wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Brandon Cadiz. We are all here to talk about the punch heard round the world, or at least the NBA. If you've been living under a rock, well, we're here to recap the events that took place between Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. To stay up to date to the latest Golden State Warriors news, you can follow this podcast on Twitter at @Dubs_strength, @Dubs_strength. You can follow me, the host of this podcast, Brandon Cadiz, on Twitter at @BCADIZ0. Just my initial thoughts on that opening statement we played at the beginning of this podcast. Draymond Green specifically said that Jordan Poole is a professional and I am a professional. Well, sir, Draymond Green, if you were a professional, you would not be punching your teammates in this scenario. You would not put this team in a spotlight to which they have to address this issue where in training camp they can focus on building for this upcoming season, trying to secure back-to-back NBA championships. This just puts a glaring spotlight on the Golden State Warriors, and it is a spotlight unlike any other that they've experienced before. The Warriors are known of being a clean-cut team, you know, having all of these stay within the organization, and we'll get into that later, all of these incidents like this. This video was leaked, of course, and obtained by TMZ. We'll go through the whole situation, even Draymond Green's mom coming out on Twitter and her deactivating and deleting her Twitter account. But before we dive into all of that, we have to pay some bills. We have to talk about our sponsor in Bet Online. Football is back and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find the latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. And as your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, at the end of that clip that we played from Draymond Green, a little snippet to open up the podcast once again, Draymond talks about trust and how that is the wrong word used in this situation, that it's misconstrued and used in a different way, and that he doesn't know what trust actually means. Well, this refers to a couple of days ago where Kevon Looney was quoted as saying that the Warriors have initially lost trust with Draymond Green and that trust needed to be earned back. And we'll play that clip right here.
Kind of that leadership. What's just your view on, you know, what's gone on the last week and kind of where it currently sits with Draymond away from the team?
It's been different. It's been complicated. You know, it's something. We didn't have a lot of things happen here in my time, but a lot of things usually get to stay in the house and we get to handle it most of the time like that. So it's a little different when it's being out in the public and all the outside commotion, you know, weighing in on people's decision on the way people think. So it's different. It's difficult, but I think we got the leadership and the right people to get through it. And you know, whenever adversity hits, this team usually responds the right way. And this is the ultimate test for us, and I think we're going to be able to get through it. You know, Jordan, he's going to work and do what he's going to do. And you know, Draymond, he's a veteran. He's been the leader on this team for a reason. And he got some work to do to get that trust back from us, but I think he's willing to do it. So.
I know Draymond's away. Have you been in contact with him, or is it you guys just kind of
leading? No, I haven't talked to him yet. I'm going to talk to him, and, you know, I want to wait to be able to talk to him one-on-one before I even speak on him.
So you heard it right there at the end of that clip that Warriors have lost a bit of trust there. Draymond Green would have to earn that trust, and that's from Kevon Looney speaking about the entire situation. Now, Kevon himself was put at the center of all of this when Steve Kerr came out that Kevon was a key player in helping mend the situation. He has been a leader to group together the relationship here between Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. And I could totally see that from Kevon ever since the end of the playoff run last season, just how big he was on the court as a leader. We've seen clips of him over the offseason mentoring James Wiseman as well. So it's no surprise to me that Kevon has tried to put his foot in the door here and mend the relationship between Poole and Green. What's interesting to me is Kevon Looney used the term as we as the Golden State Warriors, and the reports circulating that I feel like the locker room has been fed up with this whole situation. I feel like the Warriors organization has been fed up with Draymond Green's antics. We know his early years of the 2016 NBA Finals, the whole suspension there. You know, we saw this season during the NBA playoffs of Whoop That Trick being ejected out of that game in Memphis, being on the sideline, waving that towel. The antics come also, though, with a defensive IQ of Draymond Green, but it comes to the Warriors organization to where they have to pull the plug and try to decide if they want to bring Draymond Green back. Of course, the talks between Jordan Poole and the contract extension looming, in which we expect actually to be signed by Monday, was what the reports were saying. So early next week, I would say we might hear a big contract for Jordan Poole. Now, NBA Twitter likes to run with these things. When this initial report came out by Shams Charania, the initial report was that Draymond Green forcefully struck Jordan Poole, and both were needed to be separated swiftly, is what the tweet was by Shams. Now, when I first saw this, just like anyone on Twitter, I'm like, what is going on? Does anyone have a video of this? Is this just a rumor? Now, a couple days later, TMZ obtained this video. And in the video, if you haven't seen it yet, you know, just look it up on Twitter, look it up on YouTube. The clip starts off with Jordan Poole being on the baseline, standing there with his hands on his hips. Draymond Green over onto the sideline. He approaches Jordan Poole, hands down, but he comes to his face. And when a man comes up to your face, man to man, you know things are about to get down. So Jordan Poole tries to defend himself, pushes Draymond Green, shoves him. Draymond Green shoves Jordan Poole back, and then from that point on, throws the punch, lays Poole onto the floor. As you can see, everyone runs there, a couple of team members, a couple of the coaching staff for the Golden State Warriors, and the clip ends. Now, the situation here is, who leaked the video? My initial tweet, and you can see that on Twitter, is I tweeted out, once the video was leaked, was this an inside job by the Golden State Warriors? And I have no sources saying this was an inside job. This is just my personal opinion. If the Golden State Warriors were frustrated about the situation, maybe it's an in-house leak in which, hey, the Warriors have decided already who they want to bring back. They want to bring Jordan Poole back. And I have some inclinations to why that is. Steph Curry defends Jordan Poole a little bit later on. We'll play that clip. Now, the rumors that were circulating was that an intern, a video trainee, a video person for the Golden State Warriors was offered anywhere from $50,000 to $150,000 to leak the video. And let me tell you, I am not that person, for all of you that think that I was the one that leaked that video. But I am also saying that if I was offered that type of money, up to six figures, for someone that, you know, is struggling, that is a lot of money, and I probably would do that same thing there about releasing that video. Now, what has this caused the Golden State Warriors, as I said earlier? A negative spotlight. The Golden State Warriors are a team that likes to keep all of this in-house, but also there was reports for why this situation first escalated. A lot of funny memes, though. A couple of my favorite one was favorite ones, that I'd like to say is that the Michigan State rivalry, of course, on our Twitter page at Dubs_strength, our podcast page, tweeted out a quote tweet. I loved it. It was the video of Isaiah Stewart and LeBron James last season getting in that melee, that brawl that they had at center court, and people trying to hold him back. Basically, it was Isaiah Stewart getting held back, and that was Draymond Green after Jordan Poole said that, hey, I'm taking your money this offseason. A lot of media members and a couple of tweets were put out that Jordan Poole's attitude has changed over this offseason, because what happened at the end of last season, his stellar play, his emergence, he's getting a little cocky, and Steph Curry absolutely shut this down. Anthony Slater asked this question at the Warriors press conference.
Steve talked about kind of his belief Jordan's been good attitude-wise during camp. I just kind of wanted to get your perspective.
Yeah, whatever that, there's a specific tweet that was put out yesterday about insinuating that JP's attitude or something has changed since he's been in this training camp, or even, you know, whatever time window they're talking about. It's absolute BS. Andre addressed it yesterday with his tweet. You kind of leave it at that. JP's been great. There's nothing that warranted the situation yesterday. Make that clear. But it's also something that we feel like will not derail our season and what we're trying to build. And that's with Draymond, and, you know, as a part of that. So the rest of it, hard when speculation becomes opinion and turns into borderline fact of like what actually happened. So I hate that that became kind of part of the narrative, which it's not fair to JP.
You heard Steph Curry there. Well put, that Something that is an opinion could be fact and is put out there to become fact, the spread of misinformation. And Jordan Poole, I believe what Steph Curry had to say there, defended the young rookie. Jordan Poole has always kept it professional. We saw those bits, though, of immaturity where early on, Jordan Poole was not happy being the sixth man off of the bench. We remember him wanting to be a starter and play in the absence of Klay Thompson. Once he was struggling, of course, put him there on the bench as the sixth man. He developed into the role, eventually became the starter with Klay Thompson being out. But I don't believe that the immaturity thing was a factor here with Draymond Green. Now, Draymond Green also knew that this was the type of character that Jordan Poole has. He has, ever since coming out of Michigan, coming into the league as a rookie, he knew that Jordan Poole loves to talk. And actually, a viral clip that we have seen on Twitter that was initially on Draymond Green's little podcast, the Draymond Green Show, he praises Jordan Poole's ability to come and talk all that crap, and we'll play that video right here.
That Jordan did that showed me he's going to be all right in this league actually happened in training camp of his rookie year. Jordan came into camp talking shit to everybody, and I remember one day, him and Glenn Robinson III, they got into it. All these guys are coming to me like, tell him to shut up. His young ass always got something to say. But I'm like, I'm not going to tell him to shut up. If you can't handle him talking shit, that's on you. At that moment, though, the way he was getting under guys' skin, I appreciated that. You know, you couple that with the hard work that he puts in and the amount of skill that he has, and it is a recipe for a guy who's going to be successful in this league.
Sounds pretty ironic or hypocritical right now that this is the exact situation that Draymond Green was put in. That's a little bit of the clip we have, but Draymond Green further goes on in that clip to talk about if he's under the veteran's skin, then he knows that that's a problem, that he's ready for this league. Well, Draymond Green, you were put in this exact same situation, and whatever Jordan Poole said to you obviously bothered you to the point where you had to hit him and cause all of this drama in the Golden State Warriors organization. Now, I am absolutely disgusted with the way that Jordan Poole was played in this scenario. Even before the TMZ video released, Clutch or whoever management you want to blame at defending Draymond Green pointed it to being on Jordan Poole, the younger guy. And no matter the situation, whether you're in the NBA or you're just a normal worker in a normal job, you'll always get the blame if you're the new guy. The veterans get the leeway of being able to be seen as the good guy in this position. And this is exactly what happened here between Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. So props to Steph Curry for defending him. Props to Kevon Looney for saying that Draymond Green will have to earn the trust of him and others in that locker room. Now we transition to Twitter and Draymond Green's mom. Mary Babers Green deactivated her Twitter account after she tweeted this out in response to that video of Draymond Green, or a comment of a Twitter user reacting to that video in defense of her son. Mary Babers Green says on Twitter, and I quote, "This wasn't a sucker punch. Dre didn't aggressively go to Poole. His hands were down. Man to man, you go over to talk, to ask what's up, what you say. Got shoved and reacted. End of story." Also, before deactivating, she goes on to say this, "Enjoy Twitter. I'll just leave the chirping for the birds and let him tweet. I'm going to deactivate this app so no one can say what I think or believe. I hope it can work out itself for the betterment of the Dubs. Have a great day, Twitter Nation. Retweet this. I hope everything can be fixed for the Warriors. Everyone has an opinion. Teammates have disagreements and sometimes fights. If we let it go, it can mend. Signing off, hashtag family business." Now, I'm not going to blame Mama Green for defending her son, Draymond. That's what a natural motherly instinct would have to do, no matter the situation. And we know she is a very outspoken, very well-liked person in Warriors Twitter and as Warriors fans, that she loves to interact with Dub Nation. And this is what she was doing on this scenario. But also, we know that she, like Draymond Green, likes to talk. And her defending her son in that way was right as a mother, but if you take that mother lens off and see what Draymond Green did to instigate the situation. Now, also, Draymond Green earlier in a press conference said that the video was altered, that it made it look like the of course the sound wasn't there, the things that were said weren't part of that video. If I was Draymond Green, I would just man up, not even say that in my press conference, and keep the sorry part. Sorry to the Warriors, sorry to Jordan Poole. Draymond Green said that he did apologize to Jordan Poole and his family. Now, how does this look like for Jordan Poole? Jordan Poole, a professional himself, as Draymond Green quoted in that video, in that clip that I said earlier, said that he can move on and try to compete for a championship this season. And that is the response that we saw from Draymond himself, from Stephen Curry, and from Jordan Poole. But assuming that that is what Jordan Poole has said, this is just us thinking. Jordan Poole has not spoken on this incident as of yet in a press conference, at least. Maybe people have heard it around that are closer to the team in the locker rooms, whatever, those leaks saying that Jordan Poole is okay with it and to move on. But until we hear that from Jordan Poole himself, then this is going to be in the spotlight of speculation. And I think the first time we will hear Jordan Poole speak is that contract and extension. And of course, it's going to be a celebratory moment for the Warriors, for Jordan Poole, to bring someone like him for future years. Now, at the time of recording this video, it is Friday, October 14th. October 17th is the date in which the Warriors have the last day to extend Jordan Poole. If not, if they don't agree to an extension by October 17th, they'll have to wait until the 2023 offseason. And Steve Kerr hinted on that situation earlier a couple days ago, October 9th. He said that he's someone we're going to rely on for many years to come, and that's Jordan Poole. So internally, I think Jordan Poole has got that bag. He has not spoken of the situation. His management team has done a great job of protecting Jordan's image in this situation. Now, what does this all mean? Of course, Draymond Green was away from the team. He was suspended internally. He'll play his first preseason game tonight at Shea Center to take on the Denver Nuggets. This will be the first time since the incident that we'll see Draymond Green on the court. The team will look to move forward after playing today's last preseason game before opening night, taking on the Los Angeles Lakers in ring night. Now, speaking about ring night, that was the internal discussion. A report by Adrian Wojnarowski said that if the Warriors were just coming off a season in which they didn't win the NBA championship, they would have suspended as well as fined Draymond Green for the first couple games of the season. Now, ring night comes as the Warriors are the defending NBA champions, and they did not want Draymond to miss out on ring night with his ability and contribution to last year's championship, especially in the playoffs late on in that Boston series. Of course, earlier on in the playoffs, the debate was Draymond was a little bit unplayable there. His play in Memphis, his play early in the games against the Boston Celtics, where he was just shooting these threes, he was missing a lot of these open shots. Now comes into the question of, should the Warriors still have suspended Draymond Green from ring night? And I think there's two sides of this. There is the pro suspension for Draymond Green type of fans, and don't suspend Draymond Green, because a bigger punishment now is the Golden State Warriors team is already having this type of internal punishment, if you think about it. And let me word this better or explain it in better terms. Knowing that your teammates have lost trust in you for what you did to Jordan Poole is a greater punishment than being suspended for several games. Because what does that do? Have we seen Draymond Green change his personality, his attitude, his style of play, his grittiness, his ability to bark and talk crap to other players after a suspension? No, not at all. It has not changed Draymond Green as a person or his style of play. Now, the bigger issue here is, does Draymond Green need anger management classes after what he did to Poole? Maybe. Maybe he's seeking that internally. Maybe that's what the Warriors are giving him help as. Maybe that was part of the internal punishment that was not leaked other than that video that was put out there by TMZ. We don't know. And the Warriors, other than that video leak, has done a great job of keeping these type of situations in-house, as we've said. Now, we've seen Draymond Green really attack another teammate in Kevin Durant. And now we have Jordan Poole here as being that second incident. Now, that whole KD thing, that was kept internally until later on after Kevin Durant left, in which we heard about Draymond Green calling Kevin Durant out as, we don't want you part of this team, of course, that you're not sticking by us. You're not telling us if you're going to re-sign in the offseason. Now, this is a type of scenario where we can just guess and say, hey, this is a type of scenario if Jordan Poole is going to ask for the bag for another team, if the Warriors are going to bring him back. It seems like these type of situations with contract extensions affects Draymond Green in some way, being that that Kevin Durant situation was about bringing him back to try to three-peat potentially, and maybe even four-peat if the Warriors got that third title in a row in Toronto. Now, after all of this, Jordan Poole and the Warriors want to run it back, but they're kind of in a pickle here. We know Bob Myers came out, Joe Lacob came out during the offseason saying the Warriors weren't going to go over the luxury tax as much as what fans like to think, that they have all that money to spend, and it gives them a situation in which they have to decide on who to bring back. Jordan Poole, Draymond Green, or Andrew Wiggins. Now, maybe you keep two out of the three in that situation, but you don't bring all three back. And it's looking like Jordan Poole is going to get that deal. And it might look like Andrew Wiggins could get that deal if Draymond Green is not brought back. And I think in that press conference yesterday, we can assume that Draymond Green knows that he's not getting that max extension, that he said that he would like to opt back into this Warriors squad. But I just want to touch back to the point I made, if Draymond Green was, you know, struggling mentally and if the Warriors would offer him help. Well, this was a little snippet again of that press conference a couple days back, not the one yesterday, about him talking about dealing with some issues at home that could have forced him to be short-tempered and caused this incident with Jordan Poole.
I think the day that that took place, I was in a very, very, very bad space mentally, dealing with some things in my personal life that I, quite frankly, not certain that, you know, I can't sit here and say like, oh, you're dealing with some things in your personal life, that didn't shorten your temper, that didn't, you know, that didn't change your reaction in moments. Like, you know, all those things are tied together, and I think that's where you get to see the human being side of us.
I just had to go back to that point because I found that clip very interesting. If he was having a bad day and he took it out on Jordan Poole, man, does he need mental help. And I sure hope that Draymond Green gets that type of help, not take his frustration out on others. But going back to him talking about that contract extension, about him potentially coming back to the Golden State Warriors, here's what Draymond Green had to say about that.
Kind of coming up, obviously, with the unsettled contract situation. What is your general view of, you know, your future here, and do you feel like this incident may have impacted that at all?
My general view of the future here is I'm here this year trying to win a championship. I have a contract that ranges through next year. If I so choose to pick up that option, and that is my view of how it'll be here. You know, we all have a goal to win a championship, and that is that. As far as what I think of a contract or an extension, we started the season, or starting the season, we started camp, and I spoke on that at the very beginning and said, I don't think we'll do an extension. Quite frankly, that doesn't mean that I won't be back here. I just don't think we'll do an extension this year. And so I said that at the beginning of the camp. That's not something that I'm going to talk about all year. We got a championship to win. I'm not one to let conversations about my future or what I'm going to do next year or what someone else is going to do. I don't get off into that. I don't like to let contract drama linger. Especially when it's, you know, when it's involving me, you know. Quite frankly, what other people do with their contracts or
you know, if you're going to let a contract situation linger, then you better be damn sure that you're willing to handle all the effects of a contract lingering that it can have on the team. And quite frankly, everybody don't do that. You know, we've seen LeBron James have contract situations. We've seen Steph Curry have contract situation. And they handle it, you know, and they handle it the way it's supposed to be handled. Can't say that for everyone. And so if you're going to let a contract situation linger, you better be ready to deal with what comes with that.
Man, take a shot for every time Draymond Green mentions LeBron James in a podcast or in a press conference. He just had to sneak in LeBron James's name in there. I know that irks a lot of us Warriors fans there. But fact of the matter there is he's referring to the Kevin Durant situation. He doesn't let other people's contracts bother him or his own contract bother others or should be part of the business in trying to secure another NBA championship. Well, the fact of the matter is that it is. You did that to Kevin Durant. You asked him if he was going to be part of this team at the end of his final year of KD's contract, and he did not say want to make that decision. And now when you're put in that situation, Draymond Green, when the media, when the fans want to know if you would come back next year, if you opt out of that contract, are you going to help bring back another championship next season? You don't want to be put in that spotlight. Very, very hypocritical. Now, at the end of the day, this is where we will put a bookmark to this whole Draymond Green, Jordan Poole punishing situation. And for Dub Nation, I want to hear your thoughts. You can tweet at me at BCADIZ0 or at our podcast page at Dubs_strength. Give me your thoughts, your reaction to this entire situation, this entire summary. If you're not too familiar with all of it broken down here in this podcast, I want to get your thoughts. I want to tweet back at you. I want to go back and forth with all of you there at Dub Nation. Now, in talking about competing for an NBA championship, we'll transition over to some house cleaning here, a little bit of housekeeping here, a little bit of some news here from the Golden State Warriors yesterday. The Warriors have decided to cut ways with Quindary Weatherspoon, a guy that they believed was going to be part of this roster during Summer League. We thought that he was going to be part of this Warriors roster, would be the GP2 replacement, is what I had to say as well. He was a great player that can cover full court, would be a great defensive replacement there for Gary Payton II. The Warriors also cut ways with why am I blanking on his name right now? The Warriors cut ways with Lester Quinones, the pick there out of Memphis, a teammate of James Wiseman. Now in waiving Weatherspoon and Quinones, this opens up two-way spots for the Warriors. And guys, that will be in competition for those two-way spots down in Santa Cruz and back up to Golden State. Are most likely going to be Pat Spencer, Ty Jerome, Jerome Robinson, and Anthony Lamb. Of course, the two-sport athlete, Pat Spencer, we know his story. We talked about it in an early episode of Strength in Numbers, talking about his lacrosse days, finding his way to the Golden State Warriors. And if you did not watch the last game against the Portland Trailblazers, man, Pat Spencer emerged a huge, big-time dunk, a throwdown, also cutting to the baseline there, getting those reverse layups. Pat Spencer can be a problem there off the pick and roll or just cutting to the basket, maybe similarly to a way that we saw Gary Payton II last season. Now, the last thing I want to talk about before we end this podcast is Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, after not playing in any of the games in Japan or any of the preseason game so far, is going to make his debut tonight. So the Warriors will be at full strength. We expect the starters to see some run, especially again with Draymond Green coming back for the first time since that incident. We expect the Warriors to roll out their starting lineup of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Kevon Looney. We are excited to see it at full strength now off the bench with Jordan Poole, James Wiseman. Let's talk about him really quickly. His last game, oh my goodness, amazing what he has done in the preseason. Shooting over 65%, about 19 points per game, 6 rebounds per game. James Wiseman is a force to be reckoned with, and to split time with him and Kevon Looney, I cannot be more excited for this upcoming season, Dub Nation. You can hear in my voice right there, I am pumped that the Warriors are healthy, that they have Patrick Baldwin Jr., another Michael Porter Jr. type of situation that I said earlier on. He's looking to play a factor for the Warriors, gambling on him with that late round pick. I gotta digress. I am just way too pumped today. It is a Friday. We are giving Friday energy right now. I gotta talk about Klay Thompson, back to him and why he didn't play all those preseason games until tonight. He talked about having a mental block there. An interview with Kendra Andrews talked about him talking about the past ACL tears, the Achilles tear, and him not really wanting to do a lot of basketball work this summer. Klay said, I didn't play much this summer. With what I went through last summer, I was healthy, popping my Achilles. It was really hard for me to get out of it mentally. It's hard to explain. It's a mental block or something. I'm going to face it one day, but this season was so taxing. Just coming back, it was hard to win a championship and then play a month later. Klay Thompson, take all the time you need. Take even the early part of the regular season if you need that. Get your mentals right. Count your chickens. Get your mentals right. What Marshawn Lynch said himself. And for the Warriors to compete for another NBA championship, I surely hope Klay gets that rest that he needs. And of course, he's playing tonight in the final preseason game at Chase Center, taking on the Denver Nuggets. I hope Draymond Green gets the help that he needs in what he's dealing in his personal life, and if it's also a mental issue. The Warriors are at the healthiest they have been other than this situation, this video that got released. The Warriors look like they're going to repeat as back-to-back NBA champions. They are the favorites to do it. They are very deep. They are deeper than last year's team. And I'm sure by the next podcast, we'll talk about ring night, opening night, talk about our initial thoughts in the next episode of Strength and Numbers. But for this episode, that is it. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting this podcast every single week, for allowing me to take some time off to myself again with the NBA season starting back next week, taking on the Lakers on Tuesday for the Golden State Warriors. We'll have all season coverage of this Golden State Warriors and for them trying to repeat in back-to-back NBA champions, their quest for another back-to-back championship, the first since 17 and 18. We remember how those seasons turned out. Again, you can follow this podcast on Twitter at Dubs_strength. You can follow me, Brandon Cadiz, on Twitter at BCADIZ0. And of course, once again, this podcast is available on Believe, SiriusXM, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks for tuning in, and until next week, go Dubs! This show is presented by Bet Online.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.